Northern Sun Conference Defensive Player of the Year, BSU football safety, Brody Scheff. Congratulations, Brody.
Thank you.
Did you anticipate this at all?
Not at all. I mean, you go every year, and at the end of the year, you look at all the awards and stuff, and then you got the preseason awards come out, and I just wanted to be all conference, you know. I just, you know, tried to work as hard as I could, and then even those other guys, you know, that I got all conference in the league, you just look at them, and I still view them as, you know, really good players, and not sure that I really match up to those guys, but, you know, it's a great award.
Try to not be so humble here with this answer. You had great numbers. Did it even surprise you?
I guess not really. I mean, it's, you know, the numbers are good and everything. You know, you just want the W's as well, you know. I'd give up a lot just to, you know, be in the playoffs and be in the bowl game or whatever. But, I mean, every week I just was kind of in the right spot at the right time. So, you know, the numbers come along with that.
Most teams don't want their safety to have the number of tackles that you have. You've kind of been given the freedom to just, you know, you're like Southwest Airlines, just roam about the country a little bit. But how much pressure does that put on you, knowing that if you do take a gamble that you can get burned and it's all on you? And how much confidence do you have knowing that the coaches have faith in you?
It helps a lot knowing the coaches have that faith in me. I know I've been burned definitely a couple times. Sometimes they don't make the play, but, you know, that's the gamble you take. I guess I'd rather them take a shot deep. You know, that's not a very high percentage throw, or, you know, ever take away everything else. But our defense is kind of schemed towards my position, the Hawk safety position, to, you know, make their own calls. And I'm in the run fit a lot, like down in the box. If they got more guys down in there, then I'll move down in there. So, you know, our defensive scheme's kind of geared towards my position, getting more tackles as a safety. But, you know, it's just been a fun ride.
For those that maybe don't understand the intricacies of playing defense, especially this one, how much more successful are you when the other 10 on the field are doing their job?
A lot more successful. We're a big audible defense, which means, you know, the offense will come out, and depending on what formation they set up in, we change our defense on the fly. You know, before the snap, sometimes during the snap if we get it late, but, you know, when the guys up front communicate well and we get that change to the right call, and it puts me in great positions.
Oh, well, I won't say how frustrating. What's the best adjective to use to describe the reaction on Sunday and Monday when you found out that you guys were done?
After losing a couple games in a row to Marion Northern, I guess we kind of knew that we definitely put ourselves in that position to not play anymore. So it was kind of just a little bit of hope that just slipped away. You know, I pretty much banked off of that. The season was over, but there was always that little light at the end of the tunnel that we could possibly play one more. And so, no one's, I would say, too upset. You know, like, we had a great year and stuff. You know, you look back and say you wish you could have done this or could have won that game, but we're over that, and it's just kind of like a little bit of hope slipped away.
I don't know how much you guys know the history of this program, but certainly before Coach Tesh got here, you know, they wouldn't get 8 wins throughout an entire person's career. You guys go 8-3 this year, and it says something for where the program is, that it's a disappointment, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it goes year to year, and the conference changes depending on who gets in the playoffs and stuff, on whether an 8-3 team can get, you know, into the postseason and stuff. So, I mean, maybe a couple years ago at 8-3, we would have gotten in, but it's definitely been great for the whole team, and I wouldn't have wanted anything else. You know, we came up with big wins over Augustana and St. Cloud and stuff like that, and that's what you got to remember.
Congratulations again, Brody.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.